After an hour of emotional debate, the Maine Senate today voted for a measure that would allow some terminally ill patients to request life-ending medication. Mel Leary reports.
The House passed the measure last Tuesday, 72-68, and the Senate margin was also narrow, 19-16. Opponents brand the bill as assisted suicide, while supporters, including Republican Senator Marianne Moore of Calais, label it as death with dignity.
The Maine Death with Dignity Act will allow competent, terminally ill Maine residents who are within 6 months of death to legally obtain oral prescription medication they can voluntarily take without assistance to peacefully end their life.
Most Democrats in the Senate supported the bill, but most Republicans opposed it, often citing their personal religious beliefs. Republican Jeff Timberlake of Turner says the measure puts people in the role of God.
But a human being has to play the role of God for that 6 months, has to determine when that date starts. I don't think we have the right to play that role.
But others spoke of their personal experiences with a loved one dying of a terminal illness and watching them suffer. Democrat Brownie Carson of Harpswell told Senate colleagues that those opposed to the use of this kind of medication are under no obligation to use it.
I rise to speak in support of death with dignity because if I need it, when I need it, I wish to be able to make that choice for myself and for my own family.
Fellow Democrat Bill Diamond of Windham, who has supported the measure in the past, voted against.
Well, I've had loved ones that have died in a very tough way, my mother being one. So it's it's something that I don't have an answer for anyone other than myself. And I'm at the point where I have to vote against this bill.
The issue's been before Maine lawmakers and the voters for some time. In 2000, voters narrowly rejected a citizen-initiated referendum by a 51-49% margin. Lawmakers have rejected similar bills a half dozen times since 1992. If it fails to pass again this session, supporters have organized to collect signatures to force another referendum on the issue in 2020. The measure faces further votes in both the House and Senate, and Governor Janet Mills has not indicated how she stands on the issue. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.